There have been academic studies and media reports on the issues related to how often law enforcement officers pull over African-American drivers and cite them for moving violations. Some of those stops have led to tragic results. New research by an ASU public finance professor and two colleagues indicate those stops may be used as ways to collect money from a certain sector of drivers, most notably African-Americans. Following what happened in Ferguson, Missouri, the researchers decided to look into to what extent the traffic fines were being used as a revenue source. Akhil Singla is an assistant professor in ASU School of Public Affairs, and he's with me to talk about the research. Akhil, did you see a divide between rural and urban communities when it comes to which ones use traffic fines and related items as a source of revenue?
The divide is probably less clear than urban-rural, but I will say that one of the few things that did pop in our modeling, you know, when we tried to figure out what's going on with this, is population density. Okay. So it did appear that the communities that have higher population density are more reliant on fines for revenue and issue more fines per capita.
How many communities did you look at?
93 randomly selected cities in California.
Okay.
So it should be representative of California, everything that I can speak to today.
And how big a range did you find there for 93 communities?
West Hollywood was 14% of its revenue was coming from fines and forfeitures, and the low was zero. I'm not sure that I really believe that low. That might be an accounting error. But there are some communities that basically have almost no money from fines and forfeitures revenue, traffic citations.
Are there certain factors that you're thinking about other than urban versus rural or population density? Are there other things we should be thinking about?
We had, I think, three different measures of financial health of a community. And that's a really complicated subject that's hard to measure, but we did our best.
Okay.
And we didn't find any relationship between the financial health of a community, whether that's whether their budget's balanced, whether that's whether they have a lot of debt, or other issues. We didn't find any relationship between that and the amount of fines they generate per capita or how reliant they are on revenue from fines.
Are there a couple, you mentioned West Hollywood, are there a couple of communities you'd want to maybe give us some deeper examples of and what you found?
So the one that really stands out to me is Inglewood. Mm. To highlight the main finding of our research is that the two factors that seem to be most associated with more revenue from traffic citations and fines more generally were the race of the community, so the race of the residents, particularly the percentage of black residents in the population, and the racial composition of the law enforcement and how that relates to the community. Mm-hmm. So Inglewood, as an example in California, is 40% black, and it has a law enforcement agency that is 40% white. So Inglewood has about 20% of its population that's white and 40% black. Its law enforcement agency is flipped. And so what we found in Inglewood was that city generates about 5% of its revenue from fines, which is about double the average in California. And so that's, I think, an illustrative example of the types of things we're talking about.
When you mention Ferguson, it makes me think about the worries about how certain law enforcement officers have mishandled traffic stops, obviously, that have led to violent, tragic outcomes. Did this start off as not an acceptable game, but, oh, well, let's find them, not a big deal. Well, you know, they'll feel like when they see the police sirens, they're not feeling good about it, but they don't have to worry about something further. How much does one potentially lead to the other?
Yeah, so I think that's a really good question, and I think it's hard to link the two directly. Certainly my research can't say that violent incidents between law enforcement and civilians is related to this research. Although I think that you do raise an important point when bringing it back to Ferguson, which is sort of the motivation for this research. Is Ferguson happening elsewhere? And that's what we found. But the report on Ferguson was done by the Department of Justice, and they really dug in and interviewed, and they have more resources than I or any other academic I know could bring to bear. So they found a much more targeted and stark and, frankly, really, really concerning situation in Ferguson where law enforcement was really targeting African Americans for code infractions to generate revenue for those specific purposes. Now, did that lead to worse interactions between police and the community. This is speculation. I would say that it probably didn't help. Mm-hmm. And the one other thing I did want to add, this isn't my research, but I have seen other research that links reliance on fines to crime clearance rate. In other words, communities that are more reliant on fines may be worse at solving crimes. Now, the mechanism by which that happens isn't clear to me. Mm-hmm. I would need to take a look at the research a little bit more, but I have seen that research. So it's possible that's there.
Were you able to come to any conclusions that made you feel like there are certain things that communities could do other than not doing this?
The research, you know, that we did was mostly identifying the problem. It seems like it's race and representation. I can tell you that my sort of personal judgment on this is there are probably two ways to address this issue. One is, regardless of whether like worse off communities financially are or are not more likely to use fines, that there might be a financial incentive to go after these revenues is problematic. So sever that link, mm-hmm. sever that incentive by basically, maybe you could at the state level pool all revenue that comes in from traffic citations and other fines and then distribute it on a per capita basis. So that the cities have no incentive to fine more because they don't see any money, mm-hmm. any additional money as a result. So you could get rid of the financial incentive. And then if you wanted to address the racial component, which I think is particularly important, try and focus on electing more underrepresented minorities to city councils, to be mayor, and then also focus on, in the unelected bureaucracy, increasing representation. So try and have a law enforcement agency that looks like the community that it serves, which was not the case in Ferguson, and it appeared to exacerbate the racial results that we found in California.
All right. Akhil Singla is an assistant professor at ASU, specializes in public finance. Akhil, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Steve.